Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can join me if it's not past this time, if it's not past 1 p.m. today on Sunday. You can check me out on Virgin, where I've been since 10 a.m. Anyway, more on that later. There's only one place to probably start, and that's, of course, by looking back at another big old day of Premier League football, as Spurs, unbelievably, were tonked 4-0 at Newcastle in the early kickoff, as their top four hopes were dealt a huge blow. It was live and exclusive on TalkSport. Here's a reaction from Big Ange, former England captain Stuart Pearce, and the former Spurs midfielder, Jamie O'Hara.
There's the full-time whistle. Newcastle United beat Spurs for the second season in a row at St James's Park. And for the second season in a row, it's an absolute thumping.
I fear to say we weren't anywhere near the level of football we've been playing. And when you're not, you know, especially against a team that's playing well, you pay a price.
We're a team that's trying to get Champions League football, looking to, you know, kick on as a football club. And we play against these top sides now. We're getting pumped.
The fact of how to play against Tottenham is evident for an eight-year-old child that follows football, you know. You put the ball under the crossbar for the goalkeeper that's not coming out for things. You play the ball in behind as early and as quickly as you possibly can. And if you're a front player, as soon as the ball gets turned over or prior to that, get yourself in a good position to spin in behind and running behind.
And Spurs have crumbled in the North East once again.
As a Spurs fan, I'm honestly going to say we do not deserve Champions League football. I don't understand why we talk like that. Because, you know, the mentality is, oh, fifth might be enough. No, we are not mentally there yet.
There's no point sort of sitting around feeling sorry for yourself. There's another game in 2 weeks' time. We've just got to get ready for that. It's not the first time it's happened to us and it won't be the last. It's part of our growth. Sometimes that growth is painful, but it's all part of it.
It was embarrassing. And our plan B is just carry on with plan A.
I'm really worried about Ange Ball because our defending from front to back is an absolute joke. And I'm including set pieces as well.
Like, we ain't in Scotland anymore, Ange. You ain't Celtic and you're playing against terrible sides every week. You're playing against top sides. You want to play like this football, week in, week out, playing open, gung-ho style football. You're going to get done.
They'll be frustrated. They'll be hurting that they've conceded four goals. That four could have been eight.
Yeah.
You know, comfortably.
There is a lot of work to do. If we play in the Champions League, we are going to be cut open by any side. We're going to be exposed by every big team in Europe. We're not ready for that yet, so we have to stop talking as if we are.
It's not always going to be roses and, you know, you've got to go through some tough stuff, and whether it's Mickey or anyone else, they don't need cuddles from me. It's just part of football. It's part of their growth. It's part of our growth as a team that you've got to go through days like this sometimes.
It has to be a plan B, a way of playing, especially away from home against decent sides like Newcastle. You've got to be hard to beat. Everyone just rocks up and plays us and be like, look, if Tottenham are at it, they're good, they move the ball, they can open you up, but they'll give you chances.
We'll be playing well, we're brilliant, but when we get found out, it is embarrassing to watch.
He has absolutely no plan B. If you hear his post-match commentary, what did he say? Oh, yeah, mate, yeah, we're going to learn from it. He's learned nothing.
Come on, mate. Some of the football this season has been
very
breathtaking.
Good, yeah.
We've been the team to beat. What do we expect? We're not going to win the league, James. We're not going to win the league.
No, I'm not saying we're going to win the league, Jamie. But
we're fourth, we're fifth. We're going to get Champions League football. What do you want?
We
just sold Harry Kane. The guy can't win. One minute they love his interviews. Next minute you hate his interviews. The guy can't win. Spurs weren't good enough today. We're 4-4-5 football club. That's what we are. That's where our peak is at the moment. We're not Man City, we're not Arsenal, we're not Liverpool.
Fabian Scher runs to the Gallagher. Tottenham well beaten at St James's Park again.
There's no point feeling sorry for yourself. That's the nature of sport, elite sport. You've got to take the knocks and come back and learn from them and get on to the next challenge.
It happened again. It happened again. Poor old Tottenham, it happened again.
Talk Sport Daily.
Elsewhere in Saturday's Premier League action, Man City moved back to the top of the table after tonking Luton 5-1. Forest moved further away from the relegation zone with a 2-2 draw against Wolves, and Burnley could only draw with Brighton. O'Hara was alongside Villa legend Gabriel Bonhart on the game day phone-in, bringing you instant reaction to those games.
City doing their best, Harlem Globetrotters impressions at times. It was stylish. Doku and then Guardiola set City up nicely for Real Madrid on Wednesday.
How incredible it is to be here again. What a privilege. After we have done the previous season, still fighting for the Premier League, 1 point behind, 20, now 80 points, 21 points left. And Wednesday we're going to play against Real Madrid, you know, chance to qualify for the semi-final. And FA Cup next Saturday against Chelsea to reach, again, semi-final, final FA Cup. So what a privilege to live here. So try to extend one more week, and one more week, and one more week. In Premier League, we have one more week. We have a chance, because they know. We drop points, no chance. The only way we can do is win our games, put pressure, and they make them feel that. And after, if you are not able, congratulate them, but we have done our job. It's what we have to do.
Big running for them. They have still got Everton, Fulham and Brentford to come. There will be other days to define their season. They could have done without those five from City, though. Manchester City 5, Luton 1.
And the referee blows the full-time whistle. Honours even. And the point that Nottingham Forest have earned here gives them just a little bit of breathing space above the bottom three.
It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating not only for me, but for all of us that were here. Players, the fans, is very frustrating because beside the need that we had, we were better, so it's a missed opportunity.
I mean, we had such an opportunity today. Luton playing Man City. You're thinking, right, come on, let's beat Wolves. And then we're going for the winner, and he takes our best player off. I don't know what he's doing.
I tell you what, that's if you any fiction list you want, though.
I know, but
Everton, Sheffield United and Burnley.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't stay up with them three games still to play, you deserve to go down.
It earns them a point to get them a point clear of Luton in the bottom three. At the end of it all, it's Nottingham Forest 2, Wolverhampton Wanderers 2.
We are in the fight. It's going to be a tough one. And we are on it. We're going to give it all.
Burnley 1, Brighton 1. Burnley running out of games at the bottom of the Premier League, and they need wins.
You're always disappointed, especially if you've been, you know, if you've got an opportunity to get in 3 points. Especially with the stage we're at this present moment. Of course, disappointment. And completely understand that, but we go again.
Jamie, I was just going to say to you, my friend, you think it's bad being a Tottenham fan? Try being a Burnley fan.
Brighton were level. A horror show for Burnley. A Sanderberg back pass rolled under the boot of goalkeeper Muric and into the back of the net.
The goalkeeper. Honestly, what are you doing? You have got a massive 3 points on the line. And the goalkeeper, if you haven't seen it, if I'm one of the players for Burnley today, the shift that they put in and the keeper does that, I am getting him by the scruff of the neck after the game. It was an absolute joke. What are you doing?
He scored goals for us, doing what he does. It's one of those. It's not an issue. You might find it more of an issue, but honestly, I don't. We like to say we like football. Now, it might not be for everyone. Not here to please everyone. But we believe in this way of football.
A goalkeeper will cost someone the game. Every week I say it, and every week it happens.
We all make mistakes. There ain't anyone in this room, there ain't anyone anywhere who doesn't make a mistake. It's how you respond from it.
Vincent's all well and good for sticking to his principles, but forgive me, gentlemen, it's a saying. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result.
He's not an idiot, Vincent Kompany. He knows that these players are probably not quite at the level to do it, but he's had to stick to it because that's what he believes in.
I honestly believe we're going to get out of this situation. I believe we're going to stay up. I really do.
TalkSport Daily.
And in the late kickoff in the Premier League yesterday, Man United, of course, annoyingly, drew with Bournemouth. We took your calls after the game. Of course we did.
Finished Bournemouth 2, Manchester United 2. The talking point right at the end of the game. Should Bournemouth have had a penalty? Ryan Christie was fouled by Kwambala.
They were better. They created chances. But the cool thing is, we come twice. We return from losing position. So this team The spirit is good. The resilience is good. So they show some character.
I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed with Ten Hag, the players, the backroom staff. They all need to be cleared out.
Oh, mate, I don't know where to start. It's awful. It's Manchester United, boys. Story of the season. We get on a high after drawing with Liverpool, then we come back and play like this.
We haven't got no leaders on that pitch.
Our players are better than this.
Absolute shambles from Man United.
That's a penalty,
we've got
mate.
A Man United fan
honestly.
Behind the glass, clapping, fist pumping, happy with a point.
I wanted him gone after the Spurs game when we drew 2-2. But I think now's the time, buddy, he has to go.
The reason why Manchester United are in this state is Erik ten Hag. The reason why so many players are playing so poorly for Manchester United is Erik ten Hag. Erik ten Hag, in fact, signed a lot of these players. Erik ten Hag had a pre-existing relationship with a lot of these players. The reason why Manchester United were launched out of Europe altogether was pretty much because of Onana. Onana was Erik ten Hag's man.
I know it's a point, but I'm bored of the manager. When he talks, it's boring. He's so boring. You think he says the same thing. I love the club. I'm on the project. What project? What, losing? Drawing?
The football might not be brilliant, but stop looking at the manager all the time and look at the players. Today, they were defending like statues. What was going on? I'm sorry.
So in the end, a point not good enough for United to go above Newcastle, and that VAR controversy at the end. Was it or was it not a penalty? Finished here, Bournemouth 2, Manchester United 2.
We give what we can, but I am also realistic. So when the full squad was there, I still would have, say, high belief. But we will keep fighting.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to a bit of EFL chat. And Leeds blew the chance to move back into the top two of the Championship after a shock 1-0 defeat against struggling Blackburn on TalkSport 2, whilst Ipswich could only draw at home to Borough. Here's all the fallout from both of those games.
Daniel Farke's side have lost their unbeaten home record. A first defeat of the campaign on home turf. And it leaves them third in the Championship.
Yes, obviously, first loss of the season. Can't take this away. That the overriding feeling is just disappointment and frustration today.
Dolan to Smodics in the box. Sammy Smodics has scored for Blackburn Rovers. And is that the biggest dent for Leeds United's instant return to the Premier League?
You've got the winning ticket and you haven't gone and cashed it in. Like, you're there. You're at the finish line. What are you doing?
He's literally snatching defeat from the jaws of victory. You know, these are games, it's not like we've played really difficult teams. Blackburn got beat 5-0 the other day.
You can hear the cheers right now from the East Midlands and down in Suffolk. It's pole position Leicester, it's pole position Ipswich, and Leeds United, with three games to go, know it is now out of their hands if they're going to get automatic promotion.
Teams are all fighting for something. There's never an easy game anyway, but at this time of the season where everyone is scrapping for points for various things, it just becomes harder and harder, doesn't it?
Couldn't analyse and summarise it better. You're spot on, yes.
We should have won that today, and it's his mismanagement that's costing us.
It's relentless, the Championship. It's fine margins in games. It really is. And look, today you ain't got it done. And, you know, Blackburn have got a massive result, but you're still in the hunt.
This Championship season just keeps on giving. Game after game and week after week. Just when you think it's done and just when you think the script is writing itself, someone intervenes once more.
I don't think about points that we have to win. It's more like we want to find some solutions to score more goals.
Ipswich Town 1, Middlesbrough 1. Another frustrating 90 minutes for fans of Ipswich Town. And though they may not have won, they have edged ahead of Leicester and Leeds.
Of course, it's important to get another point on the board. We take that as a positive. There's three games left. But look, at the end of the season, we'll have as many points we have. We've won so many tight games, so many late winners that I don't think I'll be lying with regret, certainly from this point of the season, off of, you know, not being able to get another late winner.
Ipswich 1 point ahead. I wonder whether a game of rock, paper, scissors might be the best way of deciding who goes up. The three-way nerve fest goes on. Ipswich 1, Middlesbrough 1.
Look, we know we're way ahead of schedule, and we'll do our absolute utmost this season, but whatever way, you know, the season ends, this club's, you know, on the right trajectory now, and I think that'll continue.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And we end today's show with a bit of horse racing. And I am Maximus. I am Maximus. Won the 2024 Grand National Aintree. Rupert Bell and Lizzie Kelly were on comms duty for TalkSport.
On the outside, flying, I Am Maximus for Willie Mullins has sprouted wings here. And it's going to be a win for I Am Maximus. And Paul Townend, in his 13th Grand National, is coming through. And it is fantastic for Paul Townend, completing a brilliant season for him.
It's surreal, to tell you the truth. It hasn't really sunk in yet.
And did you dream as a young boy of winning the Grand National?
Every young boy does that has a pony.
Winning the National is just special. It's the first race we all see on TV, and first time you entry, and the spectacle and the atmosphere of it. And it's just a special race to win.
I Am Maximum has stormed to victory, picking up at the Elko, a dramatic victory. Great performance. What a ride. Paul Townend at his coolest best.
What a fantastic race.
I mean, he's just riding so well at the moment. He's just riding with such confidence. And when a jockey is, like any sports person, when you have that big C confidence, things just happen for you. And you make them happen too. But, they, you know, the ball bounces right in. Paul just sees things other jockeys are not seeing at the moment.
It is more success for that Willie Mullins winning machine. I Am Maximus is victorious.
It puts us right up there with a chance for the English title.
Absolutely.
Another Gold Cup, another Gold Cup for JP. What more could you ask for?
Well, that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the Talks About where we get your podcast from. Make sure, of course, you hit the subscribe button. I'm back today at 10 a.m. over on Virgin Radio, bringing you the best music and chat money can buy. Well, it's free anyway. Make sure you join me for that. And I'm back on TalkSport on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. tomorrow, where Benty will be back from his holidays. Hurrah. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.